Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. One bright candle for hope. As one bright candle lights up the Advent wreath today, one man in the Bible rode into one big town on one small animal, 1 week before his greatest miracle. Imagine driving through a neighborhood at night 4 weeks before Christmas. Most of the houses are starting to be decorated with lights and icicles, Santas and snowmen. But one house is sticking out like a sore thumb. It's bucking the trend. Rather than reindeer in the yard, there is one donkey, a colt. And on the ground, leading up to the house, are coats and cloaks and leafy branches. On the garage are lights. But it doesn't say, ho, ho, ho. Instead, it says, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes. This display is not particularly splashy. It won't win any awards or make it on YouTube with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra playing in the background. This house tells a different story. Part of the Advent story that tells the world, prepare to receive a humble king. People drive by and wonder, what religion are these people anyway? Meanwhile, around the world in 60 seconds starts now. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. There's fighting going on in regions of the world where there's been fighting going on for centuries. Soldiers are being sent here and there, some to die, some to return wounded, or heroes, or be forgotten. Racial tensions are rife, but exaggerated. Thousands are going to bed hungry and homeless. Diseases are on the rise, but some are getting better. Terrorists are plotting their next move. Half the people can't agree on what is the problem. Less than one-third agree on what is the solution, and no one agrees on who should pay for it. Some have given up on the phrase, all we need is love, and we all need somebody to lean on. Some just dance and say, happiness is the truth. No group wants to compromise, that's for sure, just ask Washington. People have to go in it to win it, or they have to go a bit beyond the limits of authority to get her done. Or maybe it's just your interpretation or my imagination. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, or not. What if everyone woke up and realized that everyone is compromised, and with every attempt to do good, evil lies close at hand, spreading its gospel and separating the world into more factions and divisions and showing less love to one another? Am I just being pessimistic about the human race? I guess so. Guilty. The Bible and the newspaper have taught us to look pessimistically at everyone and everything, except one thing. When Jesus was about to ride into Jerusalem that fateful week, he instructed his disciples to find a colt on which no one had ever sat. Whatever Jesus was doing this week had an element of fresh and new, not like others had done, where one group declared victory and the other group discovered defeat. His kingdom was going to be different. He isn't riding into Jerusalem on a war horse to kill the enemy. He's riding in on a colt, unarmed and unthreatening. He's going to give himself over to those who will kill him because of his claim to be heaven sent, a man for all seasons. What if God is sending his own son? Not to condemn the world, but to save it from itself. The Christmas we will soon celebrate always takes on fuller meaning when we consider the who, the what, the when, the where, and the why. Who is this child to be born? What is he coming to do? When does his reign begin? Where is he going? Why should I believe him? Advent helps us see that one out-of-place house decorated for all the wrong reasons, sticking out like a sore thumb, bucking the trend, pushing us out of the mere holly jolly and into the world of God's Word, which actually matches reality itself. It says, slow down, Christmas shoppers. What about the Christ of Christmas? Was he born for Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Or for Good Friday and Easter Sunday? Was he born for jingle bells and Batman smells? Or for the hope of humanity's inability to make things right without God? It may seem out of place to focus on repentance and our sins and selfish desires this time of year. It may seem out of place that some people choose to fast and spend more time at church rather than the mall or the movies or on your favorite shopping device. But those of us who are less than holy than God, which is really all of us, should find reason both to repent and to rejoice this time of year. In the Bible, those who had heard and seen what Jesus had done for Lazarus recently before he rode into Jerusalem. Remember Lazarus, the man who was 4 days dead in the tomb? And for many who were sick and suffering from sin and its effects were found praising Jesus as he rode into Jerusalem before Passover, the week Jesus would die and rise. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna, praise the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. God chose to reveal the coming humble king among the lowly, among sinners, those who are less than holy, and he still does. Therefore, repent and rejoice this Advent. Repent of the things that you failed to do rightly along with all humanity. Guilty. Return to God with all your heart. Slow down. Reveal the truth about God to others. Who is Jesus? What did he come to do? Why did he do it? For me? For you? For the world? And rejoice that God came to do something different on a colt that no one has ever sat. No one else could ride this way, for God had to come and do it himself. One bright candle for hope. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.